Makis, Per Gimel Mishnah Vov. Again, we spoke out a few times over the last several Mishnayis that the Mishnayis over here are not listing all Lavin that have Chavi Malkis, because that's a klal. Anything that the Torah says is a Lavin, it's a Lav Shein Be'maisa, and we learned that it has to be a Lav that doesn't have a possibility of Nituk Lase. B'chi Hai Gavna, there's always a din of Malkis. The Mishnah only speaks out cases that there's some chiddush, that there's some achloikis. So here we also have a shayla. Koisiv k'sovis kaka, which is the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, k'sovis kaka lo sitnu b'chem ani Hashem. This is commonly referred to as making a tattoo, an engraving on the skin. You see, by the way, that the Torah writes ani Hashem. That means that there's a musik over here, which, if you see a world that's full of Rachman, full of tattoos, that means that there's some type of rebellion against that ani Hashem. So what exactly are the parameters with this Malkis on this Isser of making a tattoo, an engraving on a skin? The Mishnah refers over here to Kosav Veloy Kiaka. The process over here of the Kaaka is the engraving in the skin that's made with a certain surah. The ksoivis is putting the dye, putting the ink in the engraving that shows up as the picture or the words that are written. The charita is before the ksiva, right? They make the scratching in the skin and then they fill it with dye. Still the Torah writes uksoivis kaka, the writing before the engraving, even though really it's out of place. So clearly the Torah is referring to say that it needs both, the engraving with the writing. Kosav aloi kiaka, kiaka aloi kosav, enoi chayv ad sheyichtov yikaka, kea, bidyoi, with ink, bikhoil, these are ingredients that you have in other places, in Shabbos, l'moshul, l'gam dem lokal ksiva, it has to be dover hamaskayim. Ubechol dover shu roishim, anything that makes a roishim of ink, to make a picture or words. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Meshum Reb Shimon Oimer, Ein echayiv ad sheyichtov shom es Hashem, shenema uchsev es kaka lo yisitnu bochem ani Hashem. He learns, like we said before, that ani Hashem over here is dafka, and ani Hashem means that this is a rebellion against the Shem Hashem, and memela it has to be that there's a shame over here of something which is rebellious against the Rebbein Shlalem, which means the Mepharshim say it's in the Gemara, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. That's what he's engraving. Kanira that the Tanakhama holds not that way, holds that ani Hashem, like we said before, there's something about the etzem writing of the tattoo, which itself is a steward to ani Hashem. So the Mepharshim say, it's in the Rishayim, it's in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah and Gimel, that that's Avada, the Sheirish of the Isser over here, is because that's the way they would do it. In those times, they would write a name of Avodah Zarah, write a name of something that's important to them, which is a stira to the Rebbein Shlalem. And Mamel, the Torah asked b'chol oifin, even if it's not the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Perhaps we could add, Farshim Chumash say, that if the ikir reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is a Tzelem Elokim, the mutilation in tattoo form of a Tzelem Elokim itself is a rebellion against that which the Rebbein Shem created. The ikir that the Rebbein Shem created in this world is every single human being a Tzelem Elokim. Mutilation thereof is a mutilation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. No, it's a vort. Mishnah Zayin. Nozir sheyoshoyse b'yayin kol hayoyim enichai v'lachas. This is a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah addresses only the maisa of Nozir, which is a lav for Nozir, is not allowed to drink wine. Again, the Mishnah is not listing off every lav. This lav is a chiddush. The Mishnah uses this chiddush as a yesoid. What happens if he's a Nozir is sitting, and obviously every sip of wine that he's going to have, the shtiyah, by the way, is a revius, the same way achilas b'kazayis, shtiyas yayin is going to be revius. So he's going to be chayiv. Even if he's sipping wine the whole day, it's one maisa, even though theoretically you can count it as 20 maisim, 50 maisim, 100 maisim. He's sipping from a can of grape juice the whole day. Omru loy, if they give him asra, the edim, omru loshen rabim loy, to him, al tishte, they give him asra, he drinks, and then they give him another hasra, v'hu shoysen, he drinks on, chayv al kolachs v'achas. Toshtet in the Mishnah Yisoid, that each hasra defines it as a separate maisa. If a person achman l'son were to eat a sandwich of nevela, of chazer, every bite of a kezayis is a separate maisa? No, the whole sandwich is one maisa lav. Unless there's a hasra on each bite, the hasra says that he heard the hasra and now he eats. That now he eats with the hasra defines it as a separate maisa, and mamela will be malchus on each one. Now it's not as simple as this. The Rav brings a din over here. The mahoya lefon of kli sheyesh bekamer revi yoyis yayin. He has a kli that has a share of 5 revi'is of yayin. Va'omer loy al tish the kli zeh. Sheyesh bekach lekach shurim. Don't drink this kli because it has 5 shiurim. Shechil kach lekach malchus. He's chayv al kol shir v'shir. Aval pishal lehisu be'el hasra achas. Even though they only gave him one hasra. So to just say simply that the hasra defines as a separate mice because he ate mitoich the hasra is not true, because this din, by the way, comes from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is clearly saying that if they give him a hasra clearly on all 5, he'll get 5 malkis. So there's a nekuda that has to be nitoisiv over here. The Rishonim bring a discussion, it seems like a really a makloikis, Rashi and Toisvis. There's another reason to pater this person who's drinking yayin kol ayoim from other malkis. The klal is, Gemara and Ksubas Barichus and Ksubas Lamed Gimel, that the Hasra has to be Teichel de Dibur, the Avera has to be Teichel de Dibur of the Hasra. In order to say that the Hasra is in his awareness right now when he's drinking, for sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, it has to be Teichel de Dibur. So Kol Ayoim is not Teichel de Dibur of the original Hasra. So that would be a way of patterning the Kol Ayoim, and really you could explain the Mishnah that way. Heyois, he's Kol Ayoim, so only what he drank immediately. Everything he drank after that, Teichel de Dibur, is a few seconds later, won't be chayv. Others understand that no, if he started doing the Avera Teichel de Dibur of the Hasra, then even if he continues for a long time thereafter, he could also be chayv. So then that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is the way we explained it. The Pshat is that it's all one Maisa, even though it went for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, he's sipping the whole day. It's one Maisa. There's nothing that defines as two Maisa Shtiyas. Person eats matzah and eats through a whole matzah for 10 minutes. It's all one ma'isa achila. It's a bigger ma'isa achila. There's more to it, but it's all one ma'isa achila. It's only the hasra that's mechalik the ma'isa into a bunch of separate ma'isim. That being said, so what's the pshat by the multiple hasra's that is chayiv? Again, you could say multiple hasra's is chayiv because each hasra will be terechnei dibur of another sip. Or you could say that it's all one ma'isa and the hasra is mechalik. Point out achreinim. Take a look at the Tver Sol over here. Karen Oiru, other achreinim are busy with this nekuda, that the din of the Yerushalmi that the Rav brings only makes sense. Loi toisvis. You want to say that only with hasra's it's mechalik, a long extended 3 hour achilo or shtia into separate ma'isim, but if he tells him lechatchila, there's 5 sips in the container, each one is allowed, so lechatchila the hasra was given dividing it into 5 ma'isim, okay, that I could hear chiddush that you could subdivide it into separate ma'isim even before the shtia took place. But according to Rashi, if it's not techid ediva d'averu, then it's not. What's there to be mechayev? Lechur the Yisham would be a clear raya like Tosfos, not like Rashi. What's modne is that the Rav brings to Yerushalmi, even though L'chor, the Hezbollah that he says, sounds like Rashi. The first line says, Enichayv al-achas al-mashashosa teichel de'dibur shel hasra. That's not because it's all one ma'isa shtir. That's all because it has to be teichel de'dibur. So this is a kasha that G'day L'Achreinim ask. It needs a yishuv.